My name is Saskia Griffiths-Moore.
So then, we've been at the Beaming meeting today. So tell us what we were talking about and what was your chat about?
I've been presenting about creative marketing, which is a very, very interesting topic for anybody in the music industry these days. Marketing makes all the difference.
So how did you get into this? Because you're a singer.
Yeah, well, I'd quit my job, so that's I had to make it work somehow. So I literally Googled 10 easy steps to music success or something cheesy like that. And it kind of developed from there into reading other people's blogs. I did a small online training called the New Artist Model, and I kept updated with what's going on from mostly people in America, actually, who keep publishing about this stuff.
Yeah. So what did we discuss today then in the meeting as such?
I went through a very brief history of the music industry shift from how it used to be very role divided. You had the label, you had the A&R man, you had the artist that just did the art, to today's sort of musical entrepreneurs, DIY artists who do everything. They take care of branding, they take care of recording, performing, publishing, and building mailing list and community. So started with history. I went on into the most important thing for me in the music industry, which is the funnel of getting people to care about your music, you know, bringing them in from casual fans or people that you know to people who really like your stuff and actually buy from you, and then into super fans. So I talked about funneling people through social media and through live shows onto your mailing list, where they will buy from you and love your stuff and support your career forevermore. And I spoke very briefly about three different ways to make money in the music industry. One is through subscription services, where people pay a monthly sum, probably a small sum, to an artist to keep them going just as a thank you. And crowdfunding, which most of us know about by now, a great way to raise money for a particular project. And selling products or services using the product launch formula by Jeff Walker, which I highly recommend. Very interesting book. And I concluded, if you want to know, by talking about the Genius Zone, which I forget who to reference for that. But it's a great idea that ideally in your business you want to stay doing what you are a genius at and not do anything else. So hire people who do what you can't do, and hire people who can do what you can do, and hire people to do stuff that you're excellent at doing, so that you stay in your genius zone to make the best music, the best product, the best brand, the best business that you can.
Do you think it's changed for the better?
Definitely, yeah. The music business is, the whole industry is more accessible now than it ever was, because there's no reliance on some talent scout coming and picking you up and putting hundreds of thousands of pounds your way. Anybody can do it. All you need is an internet connection. You can be anywhere in the world. You can start an online business, or you could start a local business with, you know, local shows. It's more open than ever, and there are more opportunities for cooperation than ever. There's almost no competition, because people work together. They can expand their fan bases or their customer bases if they're a business service.
So do you find, as a musician and a creator as well, that you're finding you're getting more people coming to you as such? Do you get what I mean by that?
Through
being
through
basically doing everything yourself. You're not shipping it out to other people like it was back in the day. So you as Saskia is that product, and you are doing everything to
create. Part of what makes it interesting to start with, because people can see that I work like the devil and that I love what I do and I'm really passionate about it, rather than just being the latest model that's posing as a singer from, you know, Sony Industries or whatever. It's all very homegrown.
It's still, that all still lives, obviously, out there through record company sending.
And if you want to be a superstar, you're probably going to have to sign with a big label, because they've got the industry connections. But success is not being a superstar these days. We've got a rise in what's called middle class musicians, who are successful in that they're making a stable career, however they define success for them, but who aren't superstars in the way that we used to have, you know, Madonna and Michael Jackson, Eagles, and Tom Petty, and all those guys.
So where do you see yourself building up to? Where would you like to be?
Touring internationally. So I'm touring nationally at the moment. The next milestone for me is to find someone who will showcase me around, particularly around America, English-speaking countries. So that's my next step. But I'm really celebrating having hired a personal assistant. That was a minor level of, you know, small successes. For me, it's a great step forward. It's so nice to have someone on board. So now I've got that, I feel we're ready to take over the world.
Now, anyone that's obviously heard this podcast today and they're interested in getting in touch, how do they do so?
Find me on my website, saskiagm.com. GM like genetically modified, although I promise you I'm not, so I'm probably not. And Saskia, SASKIAGM.com. I'm on there. I respond to everybody who contacts me.
Because that was one of your important messages, respond.
100% of the time. Engage people.
Excellent. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Roger.